Hey there, welcome to another Radio Fishing, and we have the lovely and talented Barb with us today.
Good morning!
Yes! Oh, she hates us, but she's so good at it.
Yeah, I just get a little nervous, Frank.
Yes, but I gotta tell you, it's absolutely terrific. I think it's time to go over 2013. This is your first year with Fish and Franks, and it has been a ride, hasn't it?
It has been a very eventful year. A ride, to say the least.
So, how was 2013? Let's go over. You did actually a little bit of fishing in 2013. Your husband's Captain Cale, and you guys have been out fishing. You fished a tournament this year.
We did, and we're actually thinking about doing another one here in the new year. I'm looking forward to it. I really haven't been fishing as much as I would like, but...
That's probably a lot my fault, but...
Yeah,
well, I mean, with starting here at the store, and Barb handles our inventory, and when you order something and you get the phone call from the lovely lady with the, you know, your stuff's here, well, that's Barb. And, but on the fishing side of it, what was your highlight of the fishing for 2013?
Well, I caught lots of shark this year. It was the first time I had really been shark fishing. The biggest shark I caught was a 5-foot black tip, which I thought was really cool. Kind of scary, but cool. I even held a bonnet head in my hand, which was really cool, too.
The first time you actually hold a live, chomping, biting shark.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
But it's an adrenaline rush. It's that whole Tarzan. Oh.
Yeah, and then make sure you throw it in the water, right, or not throw it in, or whatever he told me. I don't even remember now.
Well,
I was so nervous.
One thing we try to do is let go of the head
or first,
the tail first, and then throw the head in.
Yeah, well,
that way they don't swing around and bite you.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
But you didn't get bit, did you?
No, thank God.
So, anyway, handling that first shark is just amazing.
It was amazing. It was amazing, and now I just want to keep going shark fishing, so it's a lot of fun.
But you did pretty good on redfish this year.
I caught some nice redfish. I didn't catch any snook this year at all.
Don't feel bad. Neither did I.
Yep.
I never got out one day during snook fishing. I went out one time with my dad. We made it about, I'd say 200 yards out of the canal, and the boat quit.
Yep.
The boat quit. I was like, really? You know, the one person in the world I really like fishing with is my dad, and my boat stopped.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll get that back. It's running again now. Everything's good. But back to you and your first year. So how was your... How is it being part of the pirate crew?
I love being part of the pirate crew. Crazy busy this year. I never thought a bait shop could be as busy as this is. Hard to keep inventory, hard to keep everything on the shelves, but...
We have so many thousands and thousands of little tiny items.
So many things in this little shop.
It's hard.
Not so little.
It's hard for people to imagine what actually goes on in here and what it takes to keep this running.
It's unbelievable.
40 plus hours a week of just trying to keep track of what's here and what's not. And it's not.
Manually, I might add.
Yes, manually.
Nothing is computerized.
Well, we're getting there.
Getting there, yes.
Little bits by little bits, but. Yeah, we're pretty much ancient, you know. We're no longer tapping things out with a chisel on stone, but we have moved into paper and pen.
Yes, we have.
Poor Barb. Because you're used to running a big wholesale food distribution center, and, you know, you've got all these people working for you and all this stuff, and then your company was bought out by another company.
Yeah.
And then I conned you into coming in here. And it was like, she's looking at me going, really? In here? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I could tell you I like it here a lot better. So then, I'll keep pushing the paper and the pen any day.
Yeah, we've actually had a lot of fun. This has been...
We have.
Wasn't this an amazing holiday season?
Oh, the holiday was crazy busy. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how many people come through the store during the holidays.
What I think the best part is... I can't believe how many happy
people. Yes.
That, to me, having a bunch of business is okay. And I've been, you know, other years we had a lot of business, but to be quite honest, this was the happiest year ever.
I was amazed at how you go to different stores and the customers are just getting angry that you don't have this, you don't have that, and pushing people's carts, and you come here and everybody's happy and good morning and how is everybody doing, and they bring food and donuts and
it's a different world.
It is a different world.
I
here.
Really sometimes I just don't like leaving the store because
you're afraid you're gonna miss something.
Yeah, you're gonna miss something, something's gonna go on, there's gonna be and there's like a happy level. You get in here and all of a sudden everybody's so relaxed and calm.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, okay, I made it to Fish and Frank's.
Everything's
now,
good.
It's okay. The rest of the world is out there.
Yes.
But now your husband's today out on charter.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's recapturing now as... The one thing I do like about Kale is that, not the one thing, Kale has many good qualities, but one of the things I like about Kale, I was busting his chops earlier on one of the shows, he's doing a makeup trip today.
Yes, he is.
And every captain out there has good and bad days. You can't get away from it. I mean, if you're going fishing, you're going to go out, and one day you're the hero.
Yes.
You know, they say the bug in the windshield. Well, I think the last Kale's... Two charters ago, now he's doing a makeup because he went out and they caught some trout and they caught this and that and the next thing. But it really wasn't that bang up day he wanted to have. So he's giving him a repeat.
Yes.
Do-over.
A do-over. Yep.
Yes, a do-over today. So he's out there doing that now. And but I think this has just been a year for kind of do-overs. We're all remaking ourselves and redoing the fishing. What you been hearing about the fishing lately?
Well, a lot of people are saying they're catching a lot of fish, but a lot of small fish, not keeping many keepers at all. And the clients of Kale's today, they've never had redfish, so they want to keep a redfish. So Kale's like, you know, we caught some little ones, nothing to keep, and let's go back out and enjoy the day and catch you a redfish. So they're going to stay back in the river and try to catch them a redfish.
Well, he's got three or four redfish spots, but there were some big redfish. The problem that Kale's been having is he can catch a lot of them under the slot, and a lot of them over the slot. Excuse me. But if you ask me these things, if they're like real ones, it just made me hack and cough. So I guess it's kind of like a real one. Trying to get vapor cigarettes back here so that, you know, the equipment and poor Barb, who is not one of us nasty habiters, you know, so we're going to start cleaning up the act in here a little bit and trying to make it a little more atmospherically friendly.
There you go.
So I'm today trying these new vapor things for the first time. I guess it'll work. So, I'm gonna miss my clouds, but what was that singer? And clouds go, but I don't know.
Well, doesn't that have smoke? Doesn't it?
No, it's water vapor coming.
Oh, okay.
So no, it's not actually smoke anymore. It's water vapor.
It's,
so,
okay.
You know.
Yikes.
Anyway, so you got to hold your first shark. You got your the big black tip shark. And now you got a tournament. You guys are thinking about coming up, that trout
scramble. Yeah, the trout scramble. Yep. We're looking forward to that. I'm excited.
It's just, you know, it's hard to understand when you're not doing it. But these things are fun, aren't they?
Yes, I love it.
And
I love it.
You guys have the right attitude. You're not going in the wind. You're going out to have fun.
No, we just want to have fun. We just want to go, you know, and then, of course, there's a pig roast after, so.
And the pressure is cool.
Because
you're sitting out there, and you know you got to produce fish.
Exactly.
Okay, if you're going to win, you got to produce fish. But having the right attitude is everything when you go to fish a tournament.
Yep.
Because going out there and going, I got to win. But to go out and participate, you know, feel the pressure, have the fun, and then come back and enjoy the party, win, lose, or draw.
Exactly. And that's all. It's all about a good time, and it's going to be Kale and I's first tournament together alone.
alone.
Yeah, we're going to just do the tournament, just him and I, and see how that goes. So we'll see.
I can always tell you. Now, you guys are terrific, but I'm going to tell you, husband, wife, you know, and you got married this year.
Yes.
You and Kayla got married. So it's been a big year. And
it has been a big year.
In 2014, you guys are going to do your first tournament solo. You've done a couple tournaments, but they've been with other people on the boat, bigger teams, and now you're just going to do that. I got to tell you, this is going to be the test.
If I could be coming back to the dock alone. We better get some trout.
Gail, you're going to, I don't want to lose this tournament. I want a place in this tournament.
I work at Fish and Franks. I got to do good.
So the pressure's on for Kale. If you drive by and you see this gentleman standing there with this kind of lonesome look on his face on a sandbar.
On a sandbar. That's Kale. Pick him up.
So, anyway. Well, you got your mom in Naples and family over. You want to wish them Happy New Year's?
Happy New Year, family in Naples. I love you all.
Any place else you're going to wish the New Year's to?
Yeah, that's all. No. Happy New Year, Fishing Franks and Pirate Crew.
And, we're going to live up to our pirate name
today.
And
customers.
And customers, yes. So, I guess, anything else we need to highlight on 2013?
No, not that I can think of.
All right. So, anyway, this is Fish and Frank and the lovely and talented Barb. And I could hear by the music that it's time for us to wrap this up.
Have a good day, everyone. Happy New Year.
And from Fish and Frank, Happy New Year. And we will catch you on the next Radio Fishing. We still have Robert's Big Fishing Report coming up here today. And we'll be doing that sometime as the day goes by, as soon as Robert can get out. He's got too many people coming in asking advice. So as soon as he's done, Robert's Fishing Report.